Now, I wonder if you can spot anything a little bit unusual this morning. Any hands up for anything that you can see that is perhaps a bit unusual? Yes, Audrey. A penguin. A penguin up on the wall there. Yes, that is a bit unusual. Would you like something out of my bag here? Let's get that open. Put your hand in there. Oh, a Brussels sprout. You thought you were getting a chocolate, didn't you? And you got a Brussels sprout. Oh, that's a bit unusual, right? Anything else unusual? Any hands up? Yes, what can you spot? That's right, there's a pair of antlers on the eagle, aren't there? That's a bit unusual. Yes, girls. There's what? There is a monkey on the tree, isn't there? Yes, a monkey climbing up the tree. Have you spotted something else unusual? There's a frog. Where's the frog? There's an old croaker in the pulpit, isn't there? Yes. Okay. All right, well done. Another Brussels sprout. Yes, Daniel. There's a donkey or a horse? Horse, right, okay, well done, right, okay. There's a horse on the windowsill. Yes, James. Things, what things? Lovely. They are lovely, aren't they? Yes. Have you seen my, I got my slippers on this morning. Yeah. There we go, okay. That's a bit unusual. I don't normally wear my slippers for church. Sometimes when I fit, yes, Miles. Can you have a, you can have a Brussels sprout. Do you want a Brussels sprout? Tiger, where? You're quite right. There's a tiger on the windowsill over there, isn't there? Yes, that's right, on that windowsill. What else is there? Any other hands? Anything unusual? Go on, James, what were you going to say? So what? Monkey. We've had the monkey in the tree. Well, these lot are a bit unusual, aren't they? So with their Santa hats on. I know it's Christmas Day, but they don't normally wear Santa hats.
Thank you.
Yes. Do you want a Brussels sprout? There we are. Right. Right. Okay. Well, lots of unusual things happening this morning. We're now going to, what are we going to do now? We're going to have our reading, and Leonie is going to come and read from Luke chapter 2. And if you'd like to find that in the Bible, it's page 1027.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God. Well, we've spotted some unusual things, And there were some very unusual things happening that first Christmas. If you'd like to have the Bible open in front of you, that was page 1027, Luke chapter 2 there. And I wonder if anybody can tell me, stick up your hand, if you can spot anything unusual happening in that reading. Anything that strikes you as a bit strange, a bit unusual. Yes, Gloria. An angel, that's right, an angel went to some shepherds. I think that's worth another Brussels sprout. There you go. Stick your hand in there. Yes. And have you spotted something as well, Audrey?
The angel said they
were going
to have a baby.
That's right. Yes, there we are. That's worth another Brussels sprout. Now, hands up if you're a mum here. Put your hand up if you're a mum. Or if you've ever been a mum, right? Hands up. Now, was there an angel who announced the birth of your baby? Keep your hand up if there was an angel who announced the birth of your baby. None. Right. 100%. No angel announcements. Maybe a telephone call, maybe something in the local paper, but not an angel announcement. So what we've got here is indeed very unusual. And it wasn't just the shepherds, was it, who got an angel visit? Mary. She had an angel visit her to tell her that she was going to have a baby in the first place. And then Joseph, he got an angel visit to tell him to go ahead with the marriage, even though Mary was already having a baby, because it would be by the power of God. So lots of very unusual things were happening that first Christmas. And because of that, some people say, well, Maybe it didn't really happen. Maybe it's just a fairy story. I mean, you know, we've never seen an angel. So there couldn't have been one when Jesus was born. But hang on a minute. Just because something is unusual, we can't say for that reason it didn't happen. Quite a few years ago, we were camping for a weekend in Derbyshire. I got up early one morning and I was jogging along the path and I saw one of these in front of me, in front of my very eyes. And this was not Australia, this was Derbyshire. I couldn't believe it. I went back to the campsite to tell everybody and they didn't believe me. It was so unusual. Well, a few years later, I read in a guidebook that some wallabies had escaped from a zoo and were living wild in that part of Derbyshire. So they should have believed me, shouldn't they? Now, Luke in his gospel is writing about some very unusual things. After all, if this is God come down to earth, I would kind of expect some pretty unusual things happening. Here is something that's never happened before. But it's not just a fairy story. Luke tells us that at the start of his gospel, that he's carefully recorded everything. That he's gone and spoken to those who actually were there. Those who actually knew Jesus. And can anyone see anything in our reading that's like a bit of history? Something that could be fixed into history. Any suggestions for this in the start of our reading there? The way that Luke records some history and what? Yes, Daniel. The census. Yes, that's right. I think that's worth another Brussels sprout. There we go. The Roman census. We know from other sources that actually happened. Anything else? Just in those opening verses, that a bit of history. Yes, Audrey. Roman what? Roman Empire? Well, you're quite right. The Roman Empire did exist. I think I can have a Brussels sprout for that. Yeah. Any other suggestions? Yes, Miles. Yes, that's right. Thank you. Okay. That Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And again, we can check that out from other sources. Other writers tell us that that was the case. So Luke is, what's Luke recording is actually rooted in history. Yes, some things are very, very unusual. Jesus' birth, his miracles, his resurrection from the dead. But we can't, for that reason alone, say that it's a fairy story. Luke claims that he's writing what really did happen. Not just a fairy story, but fact. So what should we do? What should we do about this? Well, can anyone tell me, what did the shepherds do when they heard the news? What did the shepherds do when they... You're my star pupil, Audrey. You're putting your hand up every time. Come on. They did. They did something else first. What did they do first? They went to Bethlehem, didn't they? They went to check it out. Okay. The angel said that a baby had been born in the town of David, and that's where they went to check it out for themselves. And that's verse 15 there, isn't it? Where are we? Over the page. Verse 15. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And at the very least, I reckon we should do the same. Grown-ups, when you leave this morning, there is... I thought I had one. Anyway... there will be some copies of Luke's Gospel, one of the eyewitness accounts, for you as you leave this morning. Yes, how did you get hold of that? All right, okay. Right. That's fair enough. You got in ahead of time. But that's, let's do what these shepherds did. Let's go and check it out for ourselves. It's a chance to read one of the source documents. Please don't just leave Christmas in the sort of ancient story box. Luke claims that what he's writing is not just a fairy story, but fact. And he encourages us to check it out. So Luke is very clear that what he's writing is not just a fairy story, but a fact. And there's another thing that he's clear about, that this is not just a baby. All those angels turning up tells us that, doesn't it? As some of you know, our first grandchild was born this past year, and he is the best looking grandchild that ever been born. But there wasn't even an angel when Finn was born. No angel. Now, what did the angel say to the shepherds? Who can tell me? Have you still got the Bible open? It's page 1028 there. What did the angel say to the shepherd? Would somebody, Audrey, would you like to read that out for me? Verse 10. Nice and loud. Okay, all right, okay. What about the... We're going to go on this side here. Yes, yes, Daniel. You can come back in a minute, Ori.
Don't be afraid. Believe in me. The great joy.
Okay, thank you. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. We kind of hear a lot of bad news, don't we? A lot of bad news. What's some of the bad news that we've heard over this last year? What would you think of when you think of some of the news over the past year? What are some of the bad stuff that's happened? Ukraine, yes, that's right. Would you like a Brussels sprout, Brian? There you are. Okay. Yeah, certainly. The devastation of war in Ukraine. What about the oppression of women and children in Iran that's been in the news? What about people struggling to put food on the table? All sorts of bad news. And perhaps this last year, You've had your share of bad news. Well, here is good news of great joy, exceedingly great joy. Let me say this. If you don't think of Christianity as the best news that you've ever heard, then you haven't properly understood it. You haven't got it yet. It's good news of great joy. Why such good news? Well, let's go on to what the angel said next. Audrey, are you ready to read verse 11? Okay, where you go. Thank you. He is Christ the Lord. Okay? Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So this is not just a baby, but a Saviour. Luke is telling us that the rescuer has arrived. And that's always good news, isn't it? I wonder if some of you remember this from just about a year ago. A man called George Linnane was trapped underneath the in a cave in the Brecon Beacons, about 900 feet below ground. He had a fall, and he'd broken lots of bones, and there he was lying in the bottom of this cave. And they went in and rescued him. They took him out on a stretcher, there we are, and something like 2 or 3 miles, I think it was, to rescue him. What a good news story that was. George had been, he'd been in a helpless, hopeless position, but now he'd been rescued. Well, this Jesus is not just a baby, but a saviour, a rescuer. Why do we need a rescue? Maybe you think things are okay. Well, the Bible's very clear that all of us have got on the wrong side of God, whether we realise that or not, that we don't want him telling us how to run our own lives. I want to run my own life, thank you very much. But God is the rightful ruler of all. And so to treat him like that is, it's what the Bible calls sin. And God is not going to be God if he ignores that, if he turns a blind eye. One day he is going to call us to account. George Linnane was trapped underneath a mountain. By ourselves, we're trapped under God's judgment. But here comes a rescue. Jesus had been born to rescue us from the mess that we've got ourselves into. Born to be a saviour. It would cost him his life as he takes the punishment we deserve, but he does that to rescue the likes of you and me. Very occasionally that happens, doesn't it? A saviour will risk their own life for the sake of others. Some of you will remember the terrible fire in the Mont Blanc tunnel. As the fire broke out, a security guard, Pierre Lucci Tinazzi, hopped on his motorbike and drove right into the tunnel, into the where the fire was. And several times he took a passenger on the back of his bike and ferried people out of the tunnel, out of the fire. He attempted one last rescue, a man who was unconscious. It got him to a fire refuge, but Pierre Lucci lost his own life in the blaze. Well, that's a small picture of Jesus' rescue. He didn't go into a tunnel. He entered into this broken world to rescue people like you and me. And he knew that it would cost him his life. So, not just a baby, but a saviour. And that's why these angels are singing. They're singing peace to people on whom God's favour rests. Not peace between people. We know that hasn't happened yet. We're still waiting for that. But peace to people. Peace between God and people. That's what's on offer at Christmas. And that's good news. Instead of being cut off from God and that lasting forever, now there can be peace with God forever. So you see, do you see how big this rescue is? How huge? It's the greatest rescue operation that has ever taken place. If that peace is yours today, if you know that peace, what it is to be at peace with God, then like these angels, you will be singing. You will be going for it. Nothing too much trouble for Jesus who has rescued you. And to others, let me say, this peace could be yours this Christmas. Because the birth of Jesus is not just a fairy story, but fact. And the coming of a Saviour is brilliant news for all who will receive him. As we sit, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for sending Jesus to be the rescuer we need. Thank you that he was willing to do that, even at the cost of his own life. Thank you that that is the measure of how much you care for us, how much you love us, how much you want to restore us to peace with you. In Jesus' name, amen.